Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Well, from sitting the Leaving Cert at 83 to being trapped in a lion enclosure, Breakfast Briefing presenter Shane Beattie is here with all of the stories that just didn't quite make the national headlines this week. How are we, Shane?
I'm very well. I'm neither of those. I'm not 83. Nor was I trapped by a lion.
Yeah, well, there's always some form of a lion story. How are you? What's the plans for the weekend?
I have an offer of a very nice ticket for the horse show, so I just have to decide if I want to
go
or not.
I have an offer. Yeah. Like a fancy offer?
A fancy offer.
Oh, go on.
Yeah, but I just have to see if I want to go or not.
But why would you not go?
Tiredness, sorry. I'm wrecked, tired. I'll see
later.
Oh,
I thought maybe you meant you were going to Electric Picnic.
No, I'm not. What are you up to?
Well, sorry, first of all, just on the horse show, we'll have more on that here in Lunchtime Live up very shortly. I was there myself yesterday. I love it. It's a great day out.
Yeah.
I'm off to Electric Picnic.
Of course you are.
Why are you not going?
To Electric Picnic?
Yeah.
Absolutely despise festivals. Can't stand them.
Sorry,
would,
at all?
No. Would rather watch paint dry on the wall.
Have you ever been?
I was at Oxygen working. I was at Electric Picnic working. I know it's a different experience going, but
like
still.
You can't compare. That's apples and pineapples.
Yeah,
though.
I have no interest in it. The minute I
but
see muck.
What have you no interest in?
Muck, rain.
It's not going to be muck today. It's lovely.
People drunk, people wrestling around in the mud. I have zero interest in any of it.
I'm just for clarity here, I'm not going to be doing any wrestling in the mud, right? Just get that visual out of your head now.
Yeah. Sleeping in a tent.
Oh, no, I'm not doing that either. Hang on. You need to do Andrea Gilligan EP, right? No, like, I'm travelling up and down each day in a bus.
Oh, are you? Okay.
So I'm going to come home and sleep in the comfort of my own bed, have a shower in my own house, and go back down the next day.
It's just not my vibe. I'm sorry. Apologies. I know you're a seasoned festival pro. It's not my vibe. There's too many people at it. Just nothing about it appeals to me. Yeah. Paying €20 for a burger, none of that appeals.
I'm not going to pay €20 for a burger either. I don't know. Shane, I'm going to bring you with me next year.
Okay.
Because, right. Just to sort of dispel all of your...
Okay, well, be prepared for an awful lot of moaning.
Wrestle, mud wrestling, 20 quid burger ideas that you have in your head. Song, but anyway, go on.
Yeah, well, we're talking about a dog, so you have to play that. It was either that or How Much Is That Doggy in the Window? So we went with that one. Stories like this, they really upset me so much, so I'm so glad that this has a nice happy ending. We're going to Leitrim for our first story, but actually the Sligo Champion reporting on it this week about a collie dog, a gorgeous dog that was terrified during Sunday's thunderstorms in the northwest. If you remember Sunday evening, a lot of thunder around, and the dog travelled 33 kilometres from his home in Boyle in Roscommon and ended up miles away in Leitrim. And thank God he was microchipped, because that's the only reason he was brought back home. His owners had him microchipped. Leitrim Animal Welfare said they received a call regarding a stray collie in Tarman who was wearing a collar. They hoped he might be microchipped. Thankfully, he was. And the collie had travelled, as I say, 33 kilometres from Boyle in Roscommon to Tarman in Leitrim since Sunday. Happily, though, he's safe and will be reunited with his family. It just shows again, though, the importance of microchipping.
Yeah.
And sometimes people get a dog and it's microchipped, but it's microchipped to the breeder rather than to the new owner. So please
get
it microchipped. It permanently identifies your pet. And if they ever get lost, much higher chance of being reunited.
This is my absolute worst nightmare.
So, because we did a story about dogs, we did a dog song. Because we did a story about a lion, we have a lion song. This is the level of intelligence that me and you are up to.
I have nothing to do with this, by the way. But anyway.
We're going to Antrim for this next story. News only emerging of this story this morning, where an investigation is underway. You're dead right, it's people's worst fear. A trainee at Belfast Zoo was locked in with lions.
Sorry.
Like, we laugh because thankfully the trainee's okay, but it could have been a lot worse.
So this happened in Belfast?
It did. And the city council there says that all the circumstances are being investigated. All we know about the person is that they're over the age of 18 and they were basically an intern at the zoo. They were in a training capacity. And what is reported to have happened is that the person was initially taken in the enclosure alongside a member of staff who normally deals with the lions. The lions were originally kept in their den while the individual was in the enclosure with a more experienced staff member. And then the staff member allegedly left the paddock. The gate was locked. And once the gate is locked, this like releases another gate, which means that the animals are free to roam around because there's no one there at risk normally. So when one person leaves, the gates open and they can run around freely.
I'm actually shocked listening to this.
Yes. So the intern was left locked in with the lions with nowhere to go.
So how long did it take to get them out?
We don't have details on that. Thankfully, though, this person is okay, is
but
all we can
out,
say.
Like.
Yeah, they are, yeah. They have a pride of Barbary lions in Belfast Zoo. And there are obviously huge investigations into this. But this is one the Barbary lions, one of the largest lion subspecies in the world.
This is mad.
And they measure 3.5 metres in length and weigh 230 kilograms. So there will be a huge investigation. I don't know how long it went on for, but listen, even 2 seconds in an enclosure with a lion is more than enough. So I'm scary so stuff. Thank God it's all okay in the end.
Positive outcome to that story. I don't blame you for not liking this about Electro Picnic.
Rock the boat. Don't rock the boat, baby. Rock the boat. I don't tip the boat over. Rock the boat. I don't rock the boat, baby. Rock
you see, now if there was more of that, I might enjoy Electro Picnic. That's a great tune.
So this is the world record, the Rock the Boat world record attempt that's happening at EP.
Indeed.
Again, I will not have any part in this. Have any part in that.
Yeah, see, that bit would be fun. So you're right, another Guinness World Record was smashed last night at Electric Picnic. Around 3,700 people rocked the boat for Rock the Boat at the festival in Stradbally. The dance to the song, of course, is known far and wide. It's at every wedding you go to.
It's a great song.
Parties, Debs. And it was all Native of Good Cause. Proceeds were also raised in support of So Sad Ireland for people struggling with depression and bereavement. So they got 3,700 people to rock the boat. It reminded me of that scene in Derry Girls at the wedding. Do you remember that scene in Derry
Girls?
Yes! Yeah.
Having trouble in you, Brady?
Oh, you could say that. My Eamon has been waiting all night for this song.
For Rock the Boat? Really?
But your girls pushed him out of the line and now he has a bruise. Show them the bruise, Eamon.
I bruise quite easily.
It's not the point.
Right, I see. Well, I'm sorry about that, Eamon.
Is that all you have to say?
I'm not sure what else there is to say, Brady, except maybe our girls are 16 and Eamon's a 50-year-old man.
It's a rough routine, Brady. You know that going in. You sit down on that floor at your own risk.
You do.
Derry Girls, absolutely brilliant.
And it's interesting because some of those who were voxed after it said that they were quite sore because it is quite a physical routine on Rock the Boat.
What you get up to at your Rock the Boat.
It is.
I don't recall it being quite physical.
Well, people were sore and poor Eamon got a bruise in Derry Girls from it.
The granny sitting or leaving cert.
Yes, going to my home county of Kildare.
Yeah, why would you put yourself through this?
Well, I think it's nice that people are continuously learning and growing. And among the anxious students awaiting leaving cert results this year is Bernadette Hayden, an 83-year-old from Newbridge. She actually runs a school of music at Herbert Lodge.
Okay.
But she's taken ordinary level Irish this year after she noticed some of her students came from the local Gael Scoilna. So in order to be able to communicate with them, she's taken Irish leaving cert.
Yeah.
So she says it's good to be up with the Irish and to be able to exceed with curiosity. Last year, she did Leaving Cert Music and got a H3 and she sat the two papers to make sure what she was teaching it was up to date. She still teaches music theory to her students, 83 years of age, and she's one of those waiting for her results next week. And she says when she went in to sit the exam, she was treated the exact same way as any other student. You know, with the exam invigilators she says it was as if I was one of the students. I was no different to anybody else.
That's a great achievement.
It's lovely.
Yeah, absolutely. Well done.
And good luck with our results.
Well done, Bernadette, for sure. They're next week, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Finally, Kilkee.
Yes, we're going to County Clare for this next story. A survey has shown that Kilkee Cliff Walk has been named as Ireland's highest rated tourist destination. I've never been to it. Looks beautiful.
No, but it's no Sleeve League in Donegal, I can tell you.
Oh my God,
much.
You people from Donegal and Sleeve League. I remember being up in Donegal and gently comparing Sleeve League to the Cliffs of
Moher.
There's
no comparison.
But your man in the hotel ate me. He was basically like, how dare you compare Sleeve League to the Cliffs of Moher?
Because it's far superior.
But just, you've an obsession with it in that county.
No, we're just proud.
What, are they the highest cliffs in Europe or something
sea
like
that? Sea cliffs in Europe. They're do you know what? Have you been to Melbourne?
No.
Is it Melbourne? No, it's not Melbourne. Where's the 12 Apostles? It's in Australia, but it's not Melbourne.
Yeah.
It's very similar to the 12 Apostles.
Okay. No, it's great. It's lovely. It's just I don't get the pride that you people have in it. But listen, we leave you to it. And it didn't win the best highest rated tourist destination. It was Kilkee Cliff Walk. They looked at the percentage of excellent reviews compared to the total number of reviews on TripAdvisor, which shows that Kilkee Cliff Walk has the highest number of excellent reviews. Then we have the Leprechaun and Fairy Underground Cavern in Louth. That was named as the second highest rated. These are loads of places I'm going to have to go to that I've never been before. Guganbara Church, if that's how you say it, in Cork. That looks beautiful. That's the third highest. Ringfinnan Garden of Remembrance in Kinsale comes in fourth, followed by Downpatrick Head in Ballycastle in Mayo. And then in sixth, we have Dingle Peninsula in Kerry, all getting very positive ratings.
Fantastic. Well done, and well done to all in Kilkee with the best cliff walk destination. Listen, before I let you go, right, I'm still not quite over the fact that
I'm not going to lecture picnic.
No, well, you just hate festivals in general. I mean, it was such a sweeping statement. If you were going to Stradbally this weekend, right, who would be top of your list to go to see?
So I probably, you think it would be Kylie, and I will 100%. Go see her, but actually not.
Spinning
it would
be around.
No, she's grand, like, but wouldn't be my number one. It would be Wolf Tones for me.
Really?
Yeah, I'd love to see them. Yeah.
Have you ever seen them?
No. Never.
Neither have I.
And
actually,
just with this new wave of fans as well, I'd really like to see.
So
the
you'd
Wolf
be
Tones.
There for the, if you were there, you'd be Stradbally main arena, front and centre stage for the Wolf Tones.
Yes.
Sunday afternoon, isn't it?
And main stage this year, of course,
main
as well.
Main stage, yeah.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.